CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the bulletin text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 17th of September 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Latest Radcom Plus now available. Please keep clear of hurricane nets. Tunisia legalises individual amateur licences. The latest issue of Radcom Plus is now available. It contains features on vertical phased arrays, an APRS tracker, and looks at how to get a professional finish to your homemade printed circuit boards. A tailored PDF version is available as a trial for this issue, in addition to the EPUB version. Both of these options enable you to download Radcom Plus to read offline if you wish. For those who prefer to read it online, you can still use the flipbook version that's also available. Radcom Plus is a member's benefit, so just log into the RSGB membership portal, and then you can access both versions from the Radcom Plus page of the RSGB website. In view of the arrival of Hurricane Max on the coast of Guerrero, Mexico, the FMRE National Emergency Net has activated. The net is operating on 7.060 MHz and 14.120 MHz, so please avoid causing interference on or around those frequencies. The Ministry of Telecommunications of Tunisia has approved and issued a decree organising amateur radio activity in Tunisia. It's now possible for Tunisian amateurs to apply, pass an exam and get their own amateur radio licences. Those who already have a foreign licence can be granted licences without passing an exam. Resident foreigners can also apply. See IARU-R1.org for full details. Today, the 17th of September, sees the start of the IARU Region 1 Conference. Delegates will consider around 140 papers covering many aspects of the future of amateur radio. Among the latest inputs are RSGB papers on noise floor measurement and IOTA 2017. Watch out for media updates during the week. The latest RSGB convention promotional video is about the RSGB section of the video portal on the RSGB website. You'll hear a range of people explaining why they go to the convention and see highlights of what you can expect during a convention weekend. Tickets and weekend packages are still available. Go to rsgb.org/convention to find out more. Enigma Reloaded takes place from the 22nd to the 12th to the 30th of September. The main goal is to promote as much amateur radio activity as possible all over the world, celebrating the history of the Enigma cipher machine and its crucial role in the outcome of World War II. From the 22nd to the 29th, Italians and others registered as activator stations will ensure the activation of their radio station in order to allow the participants getting their scores for the Enigma Award contest. Full details at www.enigma-reloaded.it/index_eng.html. MLNS has launched a video of the new Kenwood TS-590SG 70th Anniversary Edition. It's on their YouTube channel at youtube.com/watch?V=Tango Fox Capital Uniform Small Charlie Tango Sierra Figures 3 Capital Foxtrot DL4, best to use a search engine, I think. IARU Region 1 DARC and RSGB volunteers attended the latest CPT meeting that's preparing for WRC 19. Key items of interest to amateur radio included the 50 to 54 megs high power wireless charging of electric vehicles and increased use of the 5 gigs bands for Wi-Fi and transport. Radio DARC is the weekly magazine of the German Amateur Radio Club for radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, with 3 broadcasts on 6070 kHz for Europe. DARC will broadcast during the 24th IARU Region 1 conference, being held at Landshut in Germany. Until the 22nd of September 2017, Radio DARC will report current news on the conference in 6 daily special shortwave transmissions. ICOM Inc. will be holding a D-Star QSO party between 0000 UTC on the 22nd and 2359 UTC on the 24th of September. For more information, visit the D-Star QSO party website, www.icom.co.jp/world/DQP. SOS Radio Week is moving from January to May so that it once again falls in line with the RNLI's own fundraising event. Like the RNLI's event, SOS Radio Week will actually last a month, so stations can choose to operate on any of the 4 or 5 weekends. You can register your station now for SOS Radio Week 2018 on the website www.sosradioweek.org.uk. Thames Amateur Radio Group is hosting an RSGB Train the Trainers event on Saturday the 9th of December from 9am to 5pm, training open to candidates from any club and is delivered free to RSGB members, but the organisers are requesting a £5 donation per candidate towards hall hire, buffet lunch and other refreshments. To book, contact nigel.m0ich@gmail.com. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The Western Supermare Rally takes place today, the 17th of September, at the Campus Highlands Lane Western Supermare BS247DX. The venue has a large car park, doors open from 10am, admission £3 for adults. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, lectures and an auction at the end of the day. There'll also be amusements and activities for all the family, including competitions, fun activities and interactive displays. Catering will be available on site. Inquiries 01278786684. The WACRAL Conference and Fellowship Weekend takes place from the 22nd to the 24th of September at the ELIM or LIM International Conference Centre, West Malvern, Worcestershire. WR14 4DF, Nick Henwood, G3RWF, the RSGB President, will be speaking on Where is Amateur Radio Going? The Pencoed ARC Tabletop Sale is on Sunday the 24th at Pencoed Rugby Football Club, the Verlands, Philindra Road, Pencoed, Charlie Fox 35 5PB. Doors open 10am for the public, entry £2, refreshment including hot food will be available. Details from Madeline Roberts and 01639 767056. The Belgian Amateur Radio and Computer Rally is on the 24th at Hall Louvexpo, Rue Michel de Bouc, stroke Arthur Delabé, La Louvière in Belgium. It has direct access from the motorway just 50 k's south of Brussels. Open from 9am to 4pm, there'll be talking on local FM repeaters on 145.6 MHz. There'll be trade stands from the UK, Holland, Germany, France and a flea market. For details, see www.on6ll.be. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. David G4NRT will be on the air as Z21NRT in Zimbabwe until the 29th of September. He will be on the 80 to 6 metre bands using SSBCW and digital QSL home call. E6AG will be operating until the 25th of September on the Isle of Niue, IOTA OC040. Holiday style and QSLs go to club log OQRS to M0OXO. JW-OM6TC will be on from Longyearbyen, Svalbard, EU026 until the 20th of September. QSL home call, a group of Russian amateurs will operate as A25BI, A25SP and A25BE from Kazan in northeastern Botswana until the 25th of September, and they hope to be on all bands from 160 to 6 metres using CW and SSB. A number of Czech operators will be operating at 5 Tango 5 Oscar Kilo in Mauritania until the 29th of September. They'll be running 100 watts on SSB, CW and RITI. QSL manager OK6DJ. Logs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. Al K7AR will be operating as 5 Whiskey 0 Radio Alpha from Apia in Samoa, IOTA OC097 from the 19th and 29th of September. Activity will be on the HF bands using CWSSB and RTTY, and possibly FT8, QSL home call. Now for special event news, Rugby ARTS will be operating GB0RRS until the 22nd of September to celebrate the historic Rugby radio station, which operated from 1926 to 2007 at a site near Hill Morton in Rugby. Today, the 17th of December, Chatham Historic Dockyard will again be hosting their 1940s weekend. During the event, Brian, G0TAR, and some Medway ARTS members will be operating GB2CAV from the ship's radio room. Coventry Amateur Radio Society will be active from the Coventry Model Railway Club for Railways on the Air at Unit 3, Coventry Canal Basin Warehouse, Leicester Road, Coventry, Charlie Victor 1 for Lima Hotel. On the 23rd and 24th of September, the likely call sign should be GB6CMR, but they're awaiting the NOV. On the 23rd and 24th of September, Lufton and Epping Forest ARS will be activating GB2RGM, the Royal Gunpowder Mills at Waltham Abbey, for railways on the air. It has a narrow gauge railway that was used to transport explosives around the site. There's no public access during the activation. Riviera ARC will operate GB4BCR as part of Railways on the Air on the 23rd of September. Babbacombe Cliff Railway is funicular railway that takes people up and down the steep cliffs to Oddicombe at the bottom of the Babbacombe Downs. EQSLs will be available for this event. Now for the latest contest news, the second 70 megs contest takes place today the 17th from 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal port, serial number and locator. The UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC today. Using the 24 to 26 gig bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Bartag Sprint 75 contest is on today from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 75 baud RTTY on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is just the serial number. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 80-metre autumn series runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using CW only, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Thursday, the 70 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC. It's immediately followed by the UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same for both events, signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend is the CQ Worldwide RTTY DX contest. It runs for 48 hours over the 23rd and 24th on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and zone, which for us in the UK is 14. On Sunday the 24th, the UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The Practical Wireless 70 megs contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC on the 24th, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. After the solar chaos of last weekend, things looked a little more settled at first, but following last Sunday's X8.2 solar flare, material from a coronal mass ejection impacted the Earth on Wednesday. The solar flux index declined to 75 by Thursday, but we were seeing the geomagnetic effects of yet another coronal hole as this report was being written. All this activity makes it hard to be precise about conditions next week, but NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the mid-80s with unsettled geomagnetic conditions at times. Look for a low K index over a couple of days for the best results on HF. It's worth pointing out that a better indicator of real-time HF conditions can be the smoothed or averaged smoothed sunspot number, which is currently 17 or 22, according to which method you use. Smooth numbers are used by VOA CAP and G4FKH's own predtest.uk, Predtest UK prediction tool. Propagation Studies Committee member Marcus G0IJZ reminds us that sunspot numbers and solar flux tariffs can be chaotic in the short term, but over the long term, that is in months, there's a good correlation between the smoothed indices and atmospheric characteristics. As we move into autumn, this can also be a good time for operating on the lower bands. Quite a lot of DX has been reported on 40 metres, especially around grey time lines. The band is definitely worth checking. Now VHF and up. Early last week we saw more of the predicted auroral propagation in the UK, so keep a check on the lower VHF bands in case the sun flares up again. After windswept and showery last week, previous week, there are signs that we start this weekend with a legacy of a cool northwesterly winds and scattered showers, possibly thundery. This means continued good rain scatter on the gigahertz bands from any of the heavy showers. Last weekend, the weather models were hinting at high pressure building by this weekend, but it has been knocked back to early in the coming week. It's still on the agenda for the southern half of the country and possibly the north at times. By the end of the week, there should be a large high near southwest Britain. This could bring Tropo into play for many areas by the time we get past midweek, and it looks good into the following weekend. There are no meteor showers this week, so continue to look before dawn for the best random meteor scatter contacts. Moon declination goes negative on Thursday. Losses are climbing as the moon moves away from us, so get your EME contacts in early this week for the best results. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.